Check 1-2 to Fat Mac Almighty 3XL coming at y'all live and direct from MacCity.com to Mac City Limits, motherfucker. And I still don't have no motherfucking electricity. It is September the 19th. It is 7 p.m. And I still have no electricity. Oh. So guess what, y'all? That's right. I'm gonna talk shit about something. Fuck it, ain't got shit else to do, you know what I'm saying? It was a little house on the prairie shit, you know, since there's no computers and there's no TVs. And I left all my motherfucking books over at the main house where my wife resides and shit, so I can't read nothing. So I'm gonna get on this goddamn little mini recorder and talk shit, man. That's what I'm gonna do. That's right, man. So here we go. I told myself I wasn't gonna do this show right, you know, because I didn't want to get niggas the wrong impression. Cause you know, just today, just niggas are just fucking retarded, man. They on some dumbass shit. And I mean, motherfuckers are actually take this as a green light to go ahead and do fucked up, bad, felonious shit, man. But I can't help but do the show. I gotta do it, man, because I mean, a lot of people love this particular show, man, and I'm a fan of it also. I mean, I've been watching it, you know, since day one and shit, and it's just amazing to see the stupid-ass niggas get caught up on this show. I mean, have y'all ever watched, like, Crime 360 or The First 48 or Cold Case Files or, what's the other one? Damn, there's another one that's out there, man. Cold Case Files. And there's, I can't remember, there's like a whole bunch of CSI type real life ass shit out there I watch all the time. And the main one, of course, is The First 48, you know, when they always catching niggas off guard and niggas is incriminating themselves and telling on themselves, just doing all kinds of retarded ass shit. And besides for the fact that them motherfuckers always snitching on the next dude and shit, I'm like, god damn, man. Just so me being me and me being in the game on both sides of the fence, you know, most of my life, you know, as far as in the streets and in the courts, I just decided, hey man, look, fuck it, I'm gonna go ahead and give y'all some tips, if you don't know already, about how to stay the fuck out of trouble, how to stay the fuck out the court system, how to keep the cops out your face, you know what I mean? And I really shouldn't be doing this. This is really in bad taste. This is probably the worst thing I've ever done online, you know what I mean? Because, I mean, it's one thing to talk about porn and getting pussy and, you know, making a bitch submit to your will or whatever you want to call it, man. But this right here, this is, I mean, like I said, some motherfuckers would consider this a license to do crime. And it's really not. It's just some things that I've seen on these shows that's so blatantly stupid, man. I just gotta speak on this shit, man, because I'm like, don't y'all motherfuckers know that this is gonna get you caught up? Don't you know that shit? Alright then, well dog, check this out, man. I'm gonna be right back, man. I'm gonna jump right into the shit, man. Gonna take a little break. Gonna give y'all a little chance to prepare yourself for what the fuck I got to spit. And, I mean, like I said, a lot of this shit is just real common sense shit that, man, if you've been watching TV or if you just, I mean, this should be like real simple shit to know and to implement, but no one's and never seems to understand how to implement it. Or maybe they don't know that this kind of shit will get them caught up. I don't know. But anyway, I'm rambling on, motherfucker. Let me take a little break. I'll be back.
Description. Her body's sickening. I can be her prescription. I can be her physician. Sexual healing. I can be her religion. And now she's kneeling, praying to the ceiling. I bless her as if she sneezed. Must be the weather. I dress her. I am her sleeves. I am her feathers. She's fly. Flyer than you. Flyer than me. I love her. She loves me too. I love her three times more than her mom. Time will tell that I'm the nigga that she should. We should be wherever she wanna be, on a late night, midday, AM. Just say when. And I know I be with cavemen, but never mind them. She's poison and I am Michael Biffin. See, I know that y'all don't hear me, but she does. We does. With grown folk doing it, had too much to drink, and I think we done had too much to drink. And
oh yes, I love her like
pussy, money, weed. Pussy money weed, pussy money weed.
Yes, I love her like
pussy money weed. Pussy money weed, pussy money weed.
Yes, I love her like
pussy money weed. Pussy money weed, pussy money weed.
Yes, I love her like
pussy money weed. Pussy money weed, pussy money weed.
Yes, I love
lover like I alter. I see you at the altar, Mrs. Carter. I see you with my daughter, a son, more than one. Maybe five like the Jacksons or John Paxson. Just don't let them fuck up the mansion, and daddy will be home later on. Smell it like the cologne that I put on this moan. And I hope that you smell like woman soap and shampoo and lotion and perfume and candles. And I'ma run through that pussy like a vandal. Yes, I'm nasty as a Scorpio, but I'm a lucky Libra. Got her wet like she's sweating out a fever. Wow, leave her to me and she'll be smiling every single time you see her. From ear to ear, I wanna be beside her when she sleep as she lay. Or we can stay awake and watch the next day. Clothes are overrated, panties are debated. Einstein, her head is the greatest.
Oh yes, I love her like
pussy, money, weed. Pussy, money, weed. Pussy, money, weed.
Yes, I love her like
pussy, money, weed. Pussy, money, weed. Pussy, money, weed.
Yes, I love her like
pussy, money, weed. Pussy, money, weed. Pussy, money, weed.
Yes, I love her like
pussy, money, weed. Pussy money, weed, pussy money, weed.
Oh yes, I love her like her dad told her. No man will ever love her. Oh, and I better be the only man sticking it, licking it like an envelope, mailing it, sealing it. Read it, I have written down Victoria's Secret. Don't tell nobody, don't share your body with nobody, not even a finger. I will cut it off and let him keep it. That ass for Weezy, baby, and at my station we have sex orientation. When I hit it, she squirms. Like them Orient Asians, I do me. I say, hey, Miss Chung Lee, I like to see your booty. Roll like sushi, I'm tryna dip my celery up in her blue cheese. Eyes, ooh-wees, wallahs, ta-da's, mm-hmms, uh-huhs, oh yes, never oh no's until I have to go, and then it's never oh no. I tell her, don't cry. I be back like the electric bill. And when she butt naked, she dressed to kill.
Oh yes, I love her like
pussy, money, weed. Pussy, money, weed. Pussy, money, weed.
Yes, I love her like
pussy, money, weed. Pussy, money, weed. Pussy, money, weed.
Yes, I love her like
pussy, money, weed. Pussy, money, weed. Pussy, money, weed.
Yes, I love her like
pussy, money, weed. Pussy money, weed, pussy money, weed.
Yes, I love her like
okay, goddamn it. Oh, fuck, yeah. Once again, this is my disclaimer on here, man. You know, this is not, I repeat, this is not a license to go out and commit crimes. You should not commit crimes. Why? Because they're crimes. They are illegal. And why are they illegal? Because they're crimes. And you should not be doing illegal things. You should not be committing crimes. Because crimes are bad, okay? Okay? You know what I'm saying? So, with that said, man, like I said, man, hey, don't go out and start wilding out because you think that you got a foolproof plan not to get caught by doing dirt. Don't just be a good citizen. I urge all of you, yes, play by the book, even though the government and everyone who's rich right about now more likely didn't play by the book, but that's beside the point. Don't want to get into that. That's a whole nother show. Okay, all right. Tip number one, goddammit. If you're going to do dirt, my friend, do it alone. Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, that's right. If you're going to do dirt, yeah, man, more likely if you don't do your dirt alone, you're going to get told on. Yeah, I don't know how many times I've seen cats go in, 2, 3, 4, 5, whatever, partners, accomplices, homies, homeboys, road dogs. Your crew is going to tell on you, nigga. So, if you plan on doing anything, I highly recommend that you do it by yourself. Okay, one only needs to look at that goddamn show, that first 48, man, to see them niggas always telling on the next motherfucker. You know, they do that little scare tactic thing on you. They're like, yeah, yeah, we got the goods on you. So you may as well tell us what's going on. Because if you don't, we got four other, your partners in there just waiting to tell. And if they go ahead and implement you and point the finger on you, you're going to go down by yourself or some bullshit. And they scare you into telling and shit. And then what basically ends up happening, everybody pointing the finger at each other, telling on each other and shit, you know. So I'm just trying to tell you, man, if you got some sense, I would highly recommend that you go ahead and do the dirt by your lonesome. Because 99.9, I mean, and I'm being generous there, whoever you rode with is going to roll over on you. They're going to tell on you, okay? So, that's tip number one. Take it from the Fat Mac, my friend. Yes, you're going to get snitched on. Oh, my God. Oh. Tip number two. Let me see here. Yeah, I mean, this is real simple shit, man. Don't speak or say as little as possible. You know what I mean? In the course of doing whatever you're doing, if you're doing something in front of an individual who is not partaking in the crime or participating in the crime, and they could be a valuable witness to the prosecution, you probably don't want to speak. You probably don't want to say anything. You know what I mean? You probably want to wear a mask. And you probably want to wear gloves. Simple as shit. Simple shit. But just imagine that, man. There's a lot of cats out there that run up into a convenience store with no mask. You know what I'm saying? No hat. Don't wear gloves. They run into the goddamn convenience store and shit. Let's say you got two or three niggas that's, you know, your road dogs helping to rob the place. They're calling each other by the first names and shit. Come on, Raekwon. Yo, Raekwon, get that 40, yo. These motherfuckers is speaking, you know what I'm saying? The people get a chance to hear the fucking enunciation, their inflections, their fucking speech patterns. They get to hear their real names. And then, like I said, hey, fuck, no mask. I get to see your face. You're leaving fingerprints all over the goddamn place. Simple shit. Extremely simple shit. I don't know what the hell these niggas be thinking, man. I've actually seen that shit. I've actually seen niggas go into convenience stores, robbing the spot, and actually calling each other by their first fucking names, man. You think that people couldn't possibly be that fucking stupid, could they? Yes, there are. And, you know, this reflects right back to tip number one. Do your dirt alone. Now, see, if this motherfucker right here that robbed the convenience store would have went in there alone, chances are the people that he was robbing wouldn't know his fucking name. Because he wouldn't have brought them two other dumbass niggas that would just conveniently just forgot, hey, we robbing the spot. We shouldn't be referring to each other by our government names. Dumbass niggas, man. Okay. Well, hey, man, that's tip number two. Common sense shit. You know, don't take a lot of brain power to figure that shit out, man. Let me see. Oh, here's a good one. I like this one. This is funny. Don't take the bloody clothes you use to kill somebody home with you. Yeah, don't do that. Yeah, that, you know, that screams guilt, man. You know, you come home free in the morning and shit. You know, you go through the back door. Yeah, for some odd reason, your grandma's still up and she sees that you got a lot of blood spatter on your jeans for some odd reason. And, you know, you take the bloody jeans off, you put them in the laundry room, you just kind of forget about them and shit, man. And, I mean, also, shit, get rid of your shoes. Man, don't know how many times I see niggas get caught up with that shoe pattern shit. That's right, especially if there's a lot of blood. You know, you tend to leave a lot of blood pattern, should I say shoe patterns around when, you know, you're stepping in blood and shit, man. So you may not want to take the shoes home that you used to kill somebody. You may not want to take them home. You may want to do something with them. Yeah, just like the bloody jeans you got. You may not want to have them just laying around for no fucking good reason. Once again, this is not a license to go out and kill somebody, okay? I'm just saying, man, this is just some shit that I see, and I just had to speak on it, man. I'm just like, fuck, you know? I don't know, man, shit. So once again, tip number three, don't take your bloody clothes home with you, man. Go ahead and put them away, like, burn them. You know what I mean? Shit, get rid of your shoes. Don't take your bloody shoes home. Just leave them sitting out on the fucking back porch. Stupid ass nigga, don't do that shit, man. Burn all that shit if you can, but don't burn it in your backyard, nigga. Go to the next state and do it or something. You know what I mean? Holy shit, man, don't do that. All right, tip number four. Since we talking about dumbass niggas doing dumbass shit, committing crimes and shit that you can do to possibly not get caught doing a crime. Once again, this is for entertainment purposes and entertainment purposes only. I do not endorse nor do I condone criminal activity, but this is just for shits and giggles. What the fuck? All right, then. Okay, let's see. Number four. Don't look up any incriminating things on your computer. That's right. If you're going to, let's say, kill your wife for insurance money, and you want to know how to do it, and you basically don't know how to do it, please don't go Google up 500 ways to poison your spouse. Don't do that. That's the first thing them motherfuckers is coming for. Let me give you a little hint, man. If your wife comes up fucked up, or if your husband comes up fucked up, crime fighting 101, detective 101 is, you always look at the spouse first, alright, you always look at the spouse first. So if your husband ends up missing, okay, wifey, you are the suspect, alright. If wifey ends up missing, yes, hubby, you are the suspect, alright. And the first thing that they usually do, they pick up your computer and they look at what the fuck you've been looking up lately, you know what I mean? And don't think that you can get away by erasing your cookies and all that kind of shit, you know what I mean? On your computer, nothing ever gets erased. That shit is still there, no matter what the fuck you've been told. Everything that you've ever looked up, everything that you've ever uploaded on that computer is still on that motherfucker, okay? So, yes, you will get busted. So, I recommend that if you want to blow something up, don't look up how to blow something up on the computer. No, don't look up 101 ways to, cause jihad. Stay off the fucking computer, man. They're coming for the computer, nigga. That's just what I'm telling you, man, okay? Don't look up anything incriminating on the computer that could get you caught, that could get you busted. Don't do it. Once again, gotta go ahead and say that this is just for shits and giggles. This is not to condone any criminal activity or like killing your grandparents. What the fuck trips your trigger, man? I mean, like, no, don't do it. You know, like I said, just be happy, just live life, just do the right thing. That's right, man. Lollipops and gumdrops. This is just, hey, man, we just having a conversation. That's all. Okay, man. Let's go to number five. Fuck it, man. Fuck that, man. Let's take a break. Shit. Ramble Zone, nigga. Fat Mac, Almighty 3XL, coming at y'all live direct, MaxCity.com, MaxCity Limits, and I'll be back.
You got an organ going there. No wonder the sound has so much body.
Here at Max City, we do not endorse nor condone any of the following behaviors: vandalism, battery, jaywalking, drunk driving, public indecency, kidnapping, burglary, carjacking, strong-arm robbery, rape, forgery, identity theft, receiving stolen property, robbery, and drug dealing, speeding, any of the moving violations such as i.e. running red lights or tailgating, child molestation, cruelty to animals, inducing panic, littering, trespassing, domestic goddamn violence, stalking, murder, manslaughter, felonious fucking assault, gross sexual imposition, arson, and any other goddamn serial or spree killing shits. If you do any of that shit and you get caught, we ain't got shit to do with it. You're on your own, son.
A winner maggot, hold it in your face. Talking that shit. What you gonna do with him? Is you gonna ball up like a bitch? Or is you gonna stand up like a man? You know what I want you to do? Say that hoe. Sit down. Sit down.
If you get off, ho, but if you calm down, we can chill and talk a while. Have a conversation, let imaginations run wild. But if you don't go, Marco gotta let you go. Cause one thing he can't stand is a fucking wild ho. Don't get it twisted though, just had to let you know how a real nigga from that curve would like ho. Can't be slutty though, gotta be on point, ho. In a minute, all the hoes gon' know how to flip roll. We roll deep, so y'all better stay low. Fuck around and catch, bro. Better go and call your bro. Chopper put his ring out, now everybody on the go. So all that jumping around, calm shit, man, let it go.
Hold sit down. Hey.
Yeah, baby, Fat Mac back in this motherfucker, man. Hey, what's up, y'all? Once again, we're going to continue this tour to the, should I say, the surreal. You know, probably, a lot of y'all probably, I don't believe this nigga's doing this shit, you know what I mean? But, I mean, like I said, for entertainment purposes only, we do not condone any criminal activity. And I will disavow and I will denounce anyone who says that the Fat Mac influenced me into a life of crime by giving me these tips on how to beat the system. You know, but I mean, I'm just telling you, there's really hardly no way to beat the system. I mean, nigga, you're gonna get caught. So whatever the fuck you're doing, don't do it. Don't do it. But just in case you want to do it, these are the things that you shouldn't do. Okay, let's go. Let's proceed. Tip number 5. Don't use your cell phone before your crime, okay? This just shows the ignorance, man, of today's knuckle dragon. People are just fucking stupid, man. Like, y'all niggas don't understand by now that those towers that they got out there can triangulate your fucking position, man. And they know where the fuck you are at all times. Y'all don't understand that shit? I mean, that's what those towers really are specifically for, if y'all really didn't know that shit. I know that's some conspiracy theory shit. But anyway, I'm just telling you, nigga, don't use your cell phone before you're crying. You know what I'm saying? If your dumb ass talking about, I was in Austin, Texas at the time this shit was happening, at the time your girlfriend LaQuita got shot, and you was the sole purpose why LaQuita got shot, because you shot at your fucking self, but you want to claim that you was in Austin, fucking Texas, but LaQuita got shot in Dallas, but your stupid ass, you was goddamn in Dallas, and you made a fucking call to some chicken joint or some shit at the time she got shot in Dallas, and it shows that you was actually a block away when she got shot. Nigga, you're a suspect. More than likely, you gonna take the fall for shooting LaQuita, man. Because you was a block away right before she got shot. And then you went and told the police that you was in goddamn Austin, Texas, when clearly it shows that you was in fucking Dallas. And you know why they know that? Because you used your phone to goddamn call a chicken joint. Am I being a little bit too stereotypical here with all the chicken and LaQuita shit? Hey, man, is what it is. Well, that's what I'm saying, man. Don't use your cell phone. Your cell phone will tell on you, all right? Not to mention the fact that, you know, you got all those phone numbers in there. So let's say you wasn't alone doing the crime. Let's say you had somebody help you shoot LaQuita. All right, and then the police find a couple individuals who think may be connected to the LaQuita shooting. And they ask you, "Hey, do you know Roscoe and Ray Ray?" And you like, "No, I don't know. I don't know Roscoe Ray Ray. I don't know." But they got your cell phone, nigga. And guess what's in your cell phone? Roscoe and Ray Ray, right there, along with their fucking phone number. And not only that, it shows that you called Roscoe and Ray Ray an hour before LaQuita got shot. I'm just saying, nigga, leave your cell phone at home. You know, don't touch it for a couple days. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Don't use your cell phone. Your cell phone's going to tell on you. It's going to tell where you were at the time of this LaQuita shooting. And it's going to tell who you know. And it's going to tell who you called. Okay, need I say more with that shit? So, okay, man. It's a no-brainer, man. For y'all motherfuckers that don't know, I need not elaborate. Where else shall we go on this sojourn? Okay, this is a good one. Fuck. I mean, this is a serious no-brainer. Fuck. I mean, like, hey, don't take out an insurance policy on someone that you know, like your wife or your husband, and then kill them next week. He's like, are you fucking serious, man? Man, I don't know how many times I've seen this show where motherfucker took out a $500,000 insurance policy on their spouse. What did I say? A $500 insurance policy on their spouse, and then the spouse ends up dead, you know, within 30 days. Man, that's kind of suspect, don't you think? I mean, that's kind of like a red flag. That would make the law enforcement kind of like perk up and be like, this person probably has motive. Yeah. So I don't recommend you do that. I recommend a grace period of maybe a year. If you're going to knock them off, give about a year. You know what I'm saying? That right there, that's within the reasonable range of where, you know, you could probably dismiss a motive. You know what I mean? You give about 12 months. Oh, my God, man. And then just the last one, the very last one, man. I mean, just don't say shit to the police no matter what, man. You know, no matter what they say, just keep your fucking mouth closed and let your lawyer do the talking, man. You know, just shut the fuck up. Don't say nothing. That's the best advice I can give any of y'all, man. But like I said, this is just for shits and giggles. This is not serious, not in the least, because we do not condone crime. We do not commit doing anything of a felonious nature whatsoever here at Mac City. We are law-abiding citizens, and we want everybody to just enjoy life. That's right. Enjoy the fruit of their spoils. That's right. Yeah, that's right. Am I sounding a little too goddamn obnoxious today, am I? I probably am, because I ain't got no fucking electricity, man. That's right. This is the kind of shit that happens, man, when you have absolutely fucking nothing to do. Nothing at all, man. What the fuck, nigga? Can I get my lights on? Can I get it on? Anyway, man, that's my tips, man, for being a fucking criminal, man. You know, to just be a scumbag crime, you know, just, you know, I don't know, man. Yeah, that's it, man. This motherfucker just, I don't know. What the fuck, man? What's the time? Well, goddammit, that's it, man. About to close this shit out. That's the motherfucking show for today, man, on just how to be a dirtbag, scumbag-ass criminal motherfucker, you know what I mean? Shit, I mean, that's what's up, man. So right now, I implore all of y'all to just, you know, do the right thing in life, man, and just ignore everything that I've just said. That's like I said, it was just for entertainment purposes only, and we, you know, we shun the evil, and we embrace the good here at Mac City, okay? I would like to reiterate that. So, without further ado, I shall basically, matter of fact, I'm gonna go over LaDonna's, man. She said she cooking a nigga some dinner. And then I guess I'm gonna hit it too, because I ain't hit it in about 30 days. And it's about that time, shit. Get my daily dose. So y'all take it easy, man. Fat Mac motherfucker, Almighty 3XL. And I'm out, man. We out.
Much so love, you get thrown up. All of your niggas worse telling it, but you made the style we put down 3 fucking years ago. And that's just like a nigga wanna take all the credit. I bet it didn't even occur to me, but eventually put your head don't crash, collide like up with the enemy. And I don't wanna say a nigga name and all that, but y'all finna get scarred. Let him loose, and if heard the news, you run up, you could get dead. We murder motherfuckers in the daily way. Fully automatic, better let them lay.
Oh shit,
get down, level face. Fuck them all if I can't get my respect. Come on, I'll put them to rest. With a bloody, bloody mess, but nevertheless, we won't stress. I'm thinking this random got you acting like you got to be me. It's all in your mind, but in time, you find me as real as we speak. Into my eyes and tell me what it is you see.
You look into my eyes.
Most I toasted a thug, nigga, nothing but the love and bud that we brought to the table. And a nigga wanna test, guess love, put him in the mud. Harmony smooth with a tough shit, more murder to the fools that clown. Five niggas on top with the roughness, nigga. And it's war when you grab these balls, we can get it out. And I'm referring to all of y'all bitches, y'all know who you are when y'all try that. Rolling with the East since 93, shut shit down in the industry, nigga. Can you buy that? I know y'all niggas wanna roll with pros and make friends and foes, but we chosen. Gotta bless us with this potion, pure devotion, freely spoken, baby. Niggas can't see us never. Stick together, my clique too clever. Ride through the days of the stormy weather. Rhythm, baby. Eternity means forever lasting. Number one assassin, blasting, bashing on all you niggas wrong doing. All of the heavens gonna be ruined. Truth when he come, we won't be losing. Proving them wrong.
Look into my eyes and tell me what it is you see.
Look into my eyes.
Look into my eyes and tell me what it is you see.
Could you tell me what you see?
I see five killer real niggas ready to roll wherever I go. Shoot a bullet, trigger, smother, nigga, put him in the river. We the killers and that's for sure. Niggas out there clowning mine, you can rhyme. The style you got is all mine. And when I see you, bitch, I'm going in your pockets double time. And it's like that, you don't want that. Come and get some pap pap. Wanna sound like, wanna be like, nigga, we can't have that. Why nigga wanna bite the phone shit, platinum raps? Nigga better body shit ain't doing nothing. Tryna make something out of nothing. Fuck it, let's be your caps. Fuck them on down, put them in check. Fuck them up with the 44 mag. I'm glad, cause when you're fucking with bone, we sending them home in the body bag. Now look into my eyes, bet you see a really killer thug putting it down with harmony, harmony.
Look into my eyes and tell me what it is you see.
What you looking?